This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How old are you, brother?
25,
okay. I want to tell you what I would tell my own son. At this stage, because you're a recent revert, I'd like things to settle a little bit before... you don't have anyone in mind, do you? No. So I'd like you to let things settle a little bit before you actually pick that card up, unless something unbelievably amazing crosses your path. Okay? This is the advice I would give my own children. I'd say, look, you know what? I don't think it's the right time right now. Your age is right. Everything else seems to be right. But because you've made this huge change in your life, let it settle a little bit. You don't want to be taken advantage of. That's all. When it settles a little bit, you'll be in a better position to choose, because the choice of spouse determines your entire future, in most cases, unless a divorce happens, which we don't want. But it does happen. I mean, people have been through it. Good people have been through it as well. It's not a bad thing. Sometimes you made a mistake. Or sometimes people change over years. You know, people say, well, you get married, it can only get better. I know of people that get married and it only got worse. And then later on they separated and split. It's okay, that's the reason why it's permissible to go through divorce. But I would say if things settled and you looked at things, you know, you would be able to understand better what type of a spouse you want. Because sometimes when we revert to Islam and we're overwhelmed, I'm speaking of experience from speaking to people, at times where people fall into different categories, some become so harsh and extreme and they want to practice everything in a way that they start believing this guy's not Muslim, this guy's a kuffar, these guys are hypocrites, those guys are astray, I'm the only guy on the right path. But my brother, you accepted Islam 5 years ago. You know, you have to chill, man. You have to be in the right company. You have to calm down. Yes, you need to be hard on yourself in the sense that do the best you can given your capacity, but don't look at others like they're not Muslims and they're this and they're astray. No, that's not true. They're believers. They may be struggling in their faith. You come in to help them, not to just label them and kick them out of the faith. So I'd like to think when things settle and you see the way you feel settled, Allah will give you a feeling within you to say, you know what, I think it's the right time to find a spouse and to get married. You have the urge to have some companionship. Alhamdulillah. And this applies for both male and female. It's just that if something comes up in between, you know, tonight, who knows? You might walk out of here and who knows what might happen. You might come back to me tomorrow at the event and say, I'm getting married. I say, well done. Alhamdulillah. Do your, just like we do shahada, we do your nikah, inshallah. May Allah bless you, my brother. So that would be my advice. You will know, inshallah, when you're ready for it. And if something crops up that's absolutely amazing, you know, it's really made you skip one or two beats and you feel that, wow, this is from Allah. Let me then go through it, see. I always say, meet each other, meet again, meet a third time. Ensure, make sure that it's the right person. It's not wrong to meet and then to say, you know what, I'm not too sure about this. I don't want to go ahead with it. It's not bad. But sometimes when a lot of the women feel very let down when you've met someone twice or thrice and then say, no, I don't think it's a good idea. They say, you abused me. You led me on. You cheated me. No. That's why in the first meeting, try and determine yes or no. Done. In the second one should only be if the first one is a proper yes. And you meet again, you get to talk to each other, you speak to each other about things, you know, what's going on and so on, help. You will have to help each other. Marriage is a struggle, it's a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice a lot. And that's when you enjoy the happy moments. May Allah make it easy. May Allah bless you. May Allah grant you goodness. May Allah grant you a spouse that will be the coolness of your eyes.